I think, my boy, that before I continue to speak about the observatory and other structures erected for the welfare of the being existence of your favorites, you should know that the conscious power of the three brain beings manifested in the creation of those great artifacts that I saw with my own eyes, unparalleled before and after that period, was also a result of the attainments of ordinary three-brained beings, members of the Learned Society of Occultans, which was formed on the continent of Atlantis before the second great terrestrial catastrophe. And so it will be appropriate if I first tell you, even though briefly, the history of the arising of that truly great Learned Society. It is absolutely necessary to inform you of this history, because in the course of my further explanations about those three brain beings of the planet Earth who have taken your fancy, I shall probably have to refer more than once to that society of learned beings. And I must tell you about the history of its arising and existence so that you may realize that if something is attained by the three brain beings on your planet, thanks to their being part dog duty, that is to say, their conscious labor and intentional suffering, not only are these attainments utilized by them for the welfare of their own being, but also, as with us, a certain part of these attainments is transmitted by heredity and becomes the property of their direct descendants. You can perceive this law-conformable result in the fact that although abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence had begun to be established even before the disappearance of the continent of Atlantis, and although after the second great catastrophe they worsened to such an extent that the ableness to manifest the possibilities proper to the presence of three-brain beings was soon totally crushed in them. Nevertheless, at least part of their scientific attainments passed by inheritance, even though mechanically, to their remote posterity. I must first tell you that I learned about the history of this society through what are called teleoginaras, also found in the atmosphere of your planet Earth. As you probably do not yet know exactly what a teleoginara is, try to transubstantiate in the corresponding parts of your common presence the information concerning this cosmic actualization. A teleoginara is a materialized idea or thought which, after its arising, exists almost eternally in the atmosphere of the planet where it appeared. Teleoginaras can be formed from being contemplation of a quality such as only those three brain beings have and can actualize who have coated in their presences their higher being bodies and have brought the perfecting of the reason of these higher being parts up to the degree of the sacred mart photai, and a sequence of being ideas materialized in this way concerning a given event is called a Corcaptilian thought tape. The Corcaptilian thought tapes concerning the arising of the Learned Society of Occultans were, as I found out much later, intentionally fixed by a certain eternal individual, Asuchilon, now a saint, who became coated in the common presence of a three-brained being named Tetetos, who arose on the continent of Atlantis and existed there 4 centuries before the second great Transalpalnian perturbation. These Corcaptilian thought tapes are never destroyed as long as the given planet remains in the same tempo of movement as at the moment of their arising, and they are subject to none of those transformations, whatever the cosmic cause, to which all other cosmic substances and crystallizations are periodically subject. And however long a time may have passed, every three-brained being who has acquired in his presence the ableness to enter into the being state called Surptakalknian contemplation can perceive these Quokkaptonian thought tapes and become aware of their contents. And so, my boy, I myself learned the details of the arising of the Society of Akhaldans, partly from the texts of these teleoginaras, and partly from numerous data I gathered much later when I made my usual detailed investigations concerning a highly important fact that interested me. From these two sources of information, it became evident to me that this learned society of Akhaldans, which arose on the continent of Atlantis and was composed of three brain beings of the Earth, was founded 735 years before the second Transalpalian perturbation. It was founded on the initiative of a being there named Bel-Kultasi, who was able to bring the perfecting of his highest being part to the being of a sacred, eternal individual. And this highest part of his now dwells on the holy planet Purgatory. In the course of my investigation of all the inner and outer being impulses and manifestations that led this Bel-Kultasi to form that truly great society of ordinary three-brain beings, envied in its day throughout the whole universe as worthy of imitation, it appeared that one day, while this future sacred individual was engaged in contemplation, according to the practice of every normal being, and by association his thoughts were concentrated on himself, that is, on the meaning and aim of his existence, he suddenly sensed and cognized that the functioning of the whole of him had been proceeding until then, not as it should have proceeded according to sane logic. This unexpected realization shocked him so profoundly that thereafter he devoted the whole of himself exclusively to becoming able at any cost to unravel this and understand it. First of all, he decided to attain without delay the potency that would give him the force and the possibility to be absolutely sincere with himself. That is, to be able to overcome those impulses which had become habitual in the functioning of his common presence from the many heterogeneous associations arising in him from all sorts of accidental shocks, coming from outside and also engendered within, namely the impulses called self-love, pride, vanity, and so on. And when, after incredible what are called organic and psychic efforts, he had attained this, he began without mercy for these being impulses that had become inherent in his presence to think and recall just which being impulses had arisen in him on just what occasions in the course of his past existence, and how he had consciously or unconsciously reacted to them. Analyzing himself in this manner, he began to recall exactly which impulses had provoked this or that reaction in his independently spiritualized parts, that is, in his body, in his feelings, and in his thoughts, and the state of his essence when he reacted to something more or less attentively, and how and when, in consequence of such reactions, he had manifested consciously with his eye, or had acted automatically under the direction of his instinct alone. And it was then that this bearer of the future sacred individual Bel-Kultasi, having in this way recalled all his former perceptions, experiencings, and manifestations, clearly realized that his external manifestations did not correspond at all, either to his perceptions or to the definite impulses formed in him. He then began to make similar sincere observations of impressions coming from without as well as from within, at the very moment they were perceived by his common presence. And he made all these observations with the same exhaustive conscious verifications of how these impressions were perceived by each of his spiritualized parts, when and how they were experienced by the whole of his presence, and for what manifestations they became the impulses. These conscious observations and impartial verifications at last convinced Belkultasi that in his common presence something was proceeding not as it should proceed according to sane being logic.